For NPR Illinois, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll. They were once considered the new frontier of drugs, but synthetic cannabinoids have been around for years now, and they're becoming increasingly dangerous. Four people died and dozens more were sickened this spring in Illinois after taking some of the products that were infused with chemicals found in rat poison. Just this week, authorities say more than 30 overdoses in Connecticut occurred due to a drug called K2 that was possibly laced with fentanyl. Synthetic marijuana, often going by the name of spice or K2, is exactly that. It's fake weed. It's manufactured in a laboratory and its chemical components are not always known. Sergeant Jacob Duro with the Illinois State Police is a former drug recognition expert. He and I sat down during a busy lunch hour at the cafe inside a Hy-Vee grocery store in Peoria, and he taught me how to be a drug dealer.
So if you want to become a K2 dealer, here's what you do. You order it from China, and it comes in a bag. You take that, you buy Damiana leaves. Damiana leaves are like what the Native Americans use to smoke peace pipes and stuff like that. It's an inert leaf. It's just basically tobacco, okay? You'll take a garbage bag, you'll dump a bunch of Damiana leaves in there. You'll take your powder of K2, you dump it in there. You'll take acetone, and you dump acetone in there. And acetone takes the K2 from a powder substance and infuses it into the leaves.
From there, Duro says I would shake up the concoction and let it marinate for a while. I'd pull it out of the garbage bag, let it dry out, then I'd package it, which he says is pretty easy as well.
With your packaging from China comes those little baggies too, and you just take it and you bag it up yourself.
I felt like we were discussing a dinner recipe, only easier. And getting the drugs isn't all that difficult either. Despite being illegal since 2012, some officials say they're worried the products are still being sold in gas stations and convenience stores throughout Illinois. Dr. Mike Ball with the Illinois Poison Center says it's incredibly dangerous because there's no real way of knowing what's in the product.
And then the dose, what's the right dose versus the lethal dose is also unknown. It's pretty much a trial and error. Patients are essentially being the research guinea pigs for this.
So what's the appeal? Why would you want to be a guinea pig? I sat down with someone who used synthetic marijuana to find out. Full disclosure, this person is a friend and wished to remain anonymous. I've disguised his voice to help protect his privacy.
I would have been a freshman in college. My experience with them, they were worse, in my opinion, the side effects, worse than real drugs.
What were your side effects?
Couldn't move. I would tell myself I need to move, but I just physically couldn't.
So why did you end up using synthetic marijuana rather than just marijuana?
At that time, what would it have been, 9, 10 years ago? That it was just, everybody was doing it. It was just the big thing in the town where I went to junior college. There was the stuff called K2 that you could just go buy from, they didn't card you, nothing. You'd just go buy it and it was 10 times worse. You'd smoke it and it was 10 times worse than actual weed.
My friend told me almost everyone he knew at least tried it. Some did it regularly, and many believed it was safer.
There's a ton of people that smoked the K2 because they didn't think it was as bad because it wasn't weed, it wasn't real marijuana.
Jill Crum, the director of behavioral health at St. Mary's in Decatur, says this is still sometimes the case.
Especially kids, teenagers, they think, this is sold at the gas station. It says natural. They really don't know what they're getting themselves into.
Crum says another thing synthetic marijuana offers that regular cannabis does not is anonymity. They don't show up on regular drug screens.
Probation, drug treatment, any of those agencies will typically test for marijuana. So some people do use it because they want the high, but they want to avoid the legal implications of having it in their urine.
Sergeant Duro, the former drug recognition expert, says in his experience, people who regularly use marijuana don't, quote, mess around with the synthetic form.
They're not looking to go crazy. Well, K2 does that.
According to numbers from the Illinois Poison Center, the years 2011 and 2015 had the highest number of exposures to synthetic cannabinoids. But experts say that shouldn't give people the illusion that the drugs are getting safer. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.